Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Guys, we just got back from a whole East Coast tour. It was insane. If you didn't get a chance to see us live on tour, you can also see us live on your freaking TV screens, your phone, your laptop, whatever you goon to. We're doing our first ever live stream show with special guest Riley Reed. And two other guests we haven't announced yet on Moment.
And they're huge and they're special and we're very, very excited, okay? We're opening up a hotline. Did you hear what I said? We're opening a hotline, which is 1-805-214-8034 for fans to call into and leave questions that, you know, we'll be answering on the live show.
We'll also be taking live questions from the chat during the whole thing.
Yeah, we are.
An after party segment where it's just like kind of me and Greg. We're only talking to you guys in there. So get your tickets to tune into this live interactive show on January 23rd. It is a Thursday. You can get them at moment.co/stiffsocks. That is moment.co/stiffsocks. Check the link in the description. You don't want to miss this. We're going to be running the same show we did on tour, but with you guys, we had such a freaking blast. You're going to see the clips start coming out, but golly, it's going to be great.
Do you think anyone in this room is on a list?
You gotta pay to be smart? Are you fucking kidding me?
These are assholes. You ever look at them? They're too confident.
It's just dice for Jews.
Like what? Being in a hotel or even in my bedroom, I have a cuck chair. And what I look the
You have a mustache.
Michael
Blaustein mustache.
Dude, 2025. Yeah.
What's Mike. 20, wait, yeah, fuck the last week's episode. Go ahead. This is the new, this is our vision, big brain energy.
Yeah, you're coming with big brain energy the moment I got into the studio.
I loved it. Good. Biggest year of my life.
Really?
It has to be.
Has to be.
2024, I was treading water. 2025, maybe it's because I woke up this morning, I worked out, I journaled, I had explosive diarrhea.
Did you just say, hold on. Before I go into the explosive diarrhea.
All of that is true.
Did you say
explosive
journal?
Explosive diarrhea.
What did you journal about?
Dreams.
Taco Bell? It's a shit joke. Go ahead.
You have a negative attitude.
And that's why my 2024.
I don't know. I just wanted to do a gratitude list and then what was on my mind? What was I thankful for?
Well, what did you write down?
I think I've been, dude, I don't know what's going on. I'll tell you what I wrote down. I got my cat back. I had my cat.
Where was your cat?
My parents' house for like a month and a half.
Bad day.
Terrible day. I was in Miami till like 5 a.m. at strip club and my cat's somewhere just playing with goddamn shoelace. Where's my papa? Oh, I'll tell you where your papa is. He's looking for a mama.
Was he?
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's at a strip club, man. Are you kidding me?
Dude, how often?
They walk around, they're like, you want a massage? I'm like, you want to go on a first date? She's like, shut up.
How often? How often do you think that a man walks into a strip club, meets a lady, and it actually works out? What's the percentage?
1 in 318.
Oh, much more than that.
You think?
318?
It actually worked. Oh, higher.
Yeah, I mean, 1 in 318 million. You walk into a strip club and you go, that's my wife. Not saying the strippers aren't wife material because I really do think they are in some capacity. But I'm saying it's such a weird place to meet a woman. your boobs are out, is madam.
It? Yeah, I got my cat back. I haven't seen my cat in 6 weeks, dude.
What? Like, here's the thing. Like, did you miss it at all?
Yes!
Well,
why are you calling him it? Did you miss it? Imagine if I called Gigi it.
Oh, well, she's not an it, she's a captain.
She's a piece of shit.
She's not a piece of shit, she's a copty.
Copty in
the wash! Pluto's birthday was, he's 4.
4?
And I did some math. You just pronounce off-camera herbs as herbs.
Yeah, that's
you
crazy, dude.
You stupid Philly Delco fuck. Don't you dare come for me.
Dude,
if there's a cat translator. Me and Pluto are the same age.
Whoa.
Same age. We're just
really?
Boys. We're just roommates.
Hold on.
You went from my son to my dog.
Hold on. What's the cat? I don't know the cat year.
It's like the first 2 years are like, it's like 8 and then 16, then it goes by like increments like 4 or something.
Holy fuck.
I don't know, but I just turned 32. Pluto's 32.
Wow.
Just 2 32-year-old men living together.
That's really
no hoes.
What do you is Pluto's cock chopped off? Whatever.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying to get demonetized?
Is he deballed?
He deballed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he deballed.
Deballed.
That's a steroid.
I used to take it. With did orange
you,
juice.
You have a mustache. What's going on here? You go to Mexico. Yeah. What's
I'm going to Mexico in a couple of days. Dude, I honestly do not know what happened.
Mustache and Whopper socks on. You are looking for kids ASAP. You're looking for a playground. You wish tomorrow was Halloween. You are looking for a kid who was lost at a grocery store and can't find their mother.
Dude, I don't want that kid.
Dude, you're looking beat up right now.
I don't want that kid at all.
Bro, Whopper socks?
Watching for your fucking... You can't find your mom? I don't want you in my fucking cage.
Whopper socks and a mustache is a lethal combo.
It is.
But I've grown out a mustache or tried to many times. What sparked it?
I wish I had like a cool answer. Yeah, no cool answer.
Duvet cover for pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I'd be scratching. Dude, it's really? It's affecting it. I had to get used to not scratching.
Wait,
what? I'd be licking cootie. I don't know if you guys know this. I'd be licking cootie.
Saw it on your vision board.
Oh, dude.
What do you mean? So.
So, but I have to be careful. Because if I scratch
you gotta put your upper lip up like you just got Botox.
I gotta go, because
you gotta eat pussy like your French?
Yeah. I gotta baguette that cootie. Because if I go like normal, kind of like if I get the lip too engaged.
Lip on lip action.
Yeah. Then it becomes a street sweeper.
Shout out Subaru.
Yep. A street sweeper that cootie. And it doesn't feel good.
Does she like kissing you with a mustache?
She hasn't complained. I haven't been like, does it? I'm sure it's not better for her, but she likes it. Dude, the first question I said is like, I'm thinking about what do you feel about me growing a mustache? And she's like, I think it's hot. And then, because it's not fully grown, I need another like 3-4 days. Then I think it's gonna get popped
and
off.
I think you gotta shave down here too to really pop it or no?
But I think I kind of want to leave it scraggly.
Oh.
Like scraggly, because I think if I go super clean, it'll look weird.
Too much, too focused.
Thank you.
Look at me. Yeah, I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just a little scraggles. Yeah. And here's the thing, dude. Who knows what I'm going to do? I think it was 2025 and I was like, let me make a fucking change. And you know what also, you know a sad thing? And I'll be really honest with myself. I think I saw Timothée Chalamet, whatever the fuck his name is. And I was like, he looks hot. Let me try to do that.
How is that sad?
I don't know.
My top artist is Kid Laroi. You think I have a take on this?
Well, because he's 21. And I'm like, let me copy it. I mean, I don't fucking know.
The fact that
he's not 21, whatever he is. Well, how do you feel about
that? He's dating Kylie Jenner.
I know, I was just going to ask
crazy
you.
To just...
How do you feel about that relationship?
So funny. Like, I don't know. I love it. Good for him. It's just funny to picture him like clapping from back, you know, behind her.
I think he does. I think he lays it down.
Like,
I do.
Is Kylie BBL'd out?
Yes. I think she's trying to deflate it currently, but I think she's BBL'd out. I saw him as Bob Dylan. My man claps out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hogged up.
It's not in there, but if you can play the guitar like that and make your voice like that, I don't know.
The range is crazy from Willy Wonka to Bob Dylan.
Look at that.
Oh, he's got the
He's got the down cheeks.
What's down cheeks mean?
The down cheeks. The fucking, I don't know, his, what is this called? The chin? He's got the chin hair. I think she's slowly deflating the old BBL. But
Oh, I thought you meant the top part. No, those BBL. Do not look inflated.
We yell.
What?
Bring him up as a Bob Dylan. He's so hot as Bob Dylan.
Did you see the movie?
I did. Good? I did over Christmas break. Christmas break. What is it? School? It was.
What did you do this Christmas break? You were home. Have I seen you since? The answer is yes.
Yeah, you have. Hot.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Nah, he's hot. Bob Dylan had this like really quiet confidence that was really hot. Anywho. But that was my inspiration. I saw him with a mustache. And it wasn't like, ooh, I'm going to be Timothée Chalamet, but I'm telling you, it's deep in my
the
recesses
though.
Of my brain. I don't think I've ever had this. I've had like a full beard for that movie that I did.
Yeah.
A full one, but I've never had just a mustache. I'm going to see how it looks.
But are you growing the bottom part out?
Uh-uh. I'm going to go just mustache.
Oh, but like a little like 330 shadow?
Yeah, a little scragglies. And then mustache.
5 p.m. shout out so fast. Like you got a shout out by 5 p.m. That's cool. Fucking nuts.
That's cool.
That's what it looks like. That's crazy looking.
You look like the mayor of fucking Santa Fe, New Mexico right there. You do not look good.
Not at all. I look like I fuck Carhartt for a living.
These are my kind of men.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's awesome, dude. Look at that.
You should get your girl to put a mustache as her pubes, so like when you're eating her out, it's like kissing.
And then I make it pink, and I can think of a Lyft driver. Yeah, but yeah, that's what. So I don't know. So that's what inspired me. 2025, new me, new year, new me, whatever the fuck
do
it is.
2025, it's you know, it just feels right. 2024 was like a little like in between. It felt like I was treading water.
I hear that.
You know,
I do hear that.
different strokes for different folks. You always say that.
Some
people had the best year of life, some people had the worst year of life. I don't think it was bad by any means. No. I was just like, I felt like I was living step by step, like week by week. I'm not like, there wasn't a bigger picture.
Right. You feel like you have a bigger picture now?
Yeah.
I love it.
I was writing my goals out. So what are your funny. Goals?
You don't have to, or you don't have to say.
I mean, it's all fucking career based shit.
Yeah,
none of it's like start a family or anything cool like that. But
that's not cool.
Oh god, two things on that. You know what's funny is like I was writing my like goals and I was like limiting myself.
Yeah, of course, me too.
But like, what the fuck's that about? I was like, it's like goals. You can do whatever you want. I was like, oh, I want to sell X amount of tickets. Or I want to have like this many things. And I was like, why would I?
I know.
Like, should you just aim higher?
Yeah, you know why you don't? Or I'll just speak for myself. You know why I don't? What? I don't want to look at the list when I'm done the year and be like, woof, I'm a failure. You want to look at the list and be like, I crushed it.
Close.
So, yeah, when I was writing my goals, too, I had a really cute ceremony, but I'll let you finish.
Ceremony?
I had a little ceremony for myself.
Well, we'll talk about that. I wrote mine somewhere by a pool in Mexico.
Still beautiful?
Just riffing with a fucking 3 milligrams in it and just be like, what is the future, brother? I mean, it's all just career stuff. And then I think what also helped was writing what I enjoyed from 2024.
Oh, I did not do that. That's beautiful.
Because that kind of, because then you're not just starting from scratch and be like, what are my goals? It's like, what was I thankful for in 2024? And then, and what were the key moments that stuck out? And I mean, the Stiff Sox tour is like, that was a big one on that. It was so fucking fun.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Dude, now I'm looking at my tour dates for 2025, which are on sale right now. Pre-sale promo code 2025, trevorwalls.com. Go see your city. They're moving and grooving. Now it's like, I almost want to take like, there's like 23, 24 like cities. I want to just be like, and 1 month, condense. Like just do a bus, like what we did.
Oh,
like the fact that in December we did, what, 11 cities, 12 cities in a row? Like that would normally take any touring stand-up act, for the most part, a month.
Like, I mean, longer,
three,
I think, right?
And that's doing 3 a weekend. But like, there's so much stop, start. But with the bus, you're just like, boop, 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 boop. I kind of loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too. Also, very tiring.
I was somehow less tired doing that than I am when I do like 3 shows in 3 cities in a weekend.
Well,
there's more up, down, up, down.
Yeah, I can get on board with that because there's
you just wake up and you're at the venue.
Yeah, there's just no plane. Like, the plane, I think, kills me. Like
the plane and the drive into the venue.
Absolutely kills me.
And we did venues that were like, the markets were right next to each other, which usually you wouldn't tour that aggressive. Maybe you would, but usually it's like, okay, well, let's do somewhere in Florida and then somewhere in Georgia. And then it's state by state.
Yep.
But this was just like, they were all like 3-hour increments.
Oh, it was so fun.
So fun. But that was a big thing I was happy for. I was happy for some of the work opportunities I got. And just it just made me be like, oh, yeah, 2024 was a win. Because in my head, I'm like, if there's no like big, massive thing in my head, I'm like, then was it a win? But there were so many things that were so cool that I got to do. And I was just really happy for that. So maybe do a look at that.
And I think that's a great idea.
You can look back at that in 2035. And when you have a revolver in your mouth, you can go, you know what?
I am going to press this button.
Press the button.
I don't know.
Do presidents really have a button under their desk?
They should.
What if you got a one button on your desk and it does anything in the world? What's that button doing?
Literally press it. The fucking Civil War bayonet goes right in my mouth right before the aliens come, and I press it.
Did you celebrate January 6th yesterday?
I did.
My anniversary is
January 6th. 1 year with my beautiful, beautiful lady.
Wow. And you have a mustache. You had a mustache on January 6th.
I did.
Wow.
Another reason why I kept it.
Red, white, and blue chew. What'd you do for your anniversary? Probably some cute shit, knowing you?
Yeah, we did some cute shit, man. We went to the beach, and we got like a nice little picnic, went to the beach, brought Gigi, had some blankets, just watched was there for a couple hours, read, talked about what we were thankful for, about our relationship, watched the sunset, and then went back in the old car. And you're waiting for the okay. And then and then went back to the house, you know. Oh, no. You know what we did before that?
Okay.
Bro, we went to Go Get Him with the Greek. What's it called? The ice cream place?
Go Greek?
Go Greek. Bitch. I know. You hate when I do this.
I'm like, bro, you ever had orange Gatorade? Man.
Oh, yo.
I've been sleeping.
I got another one for you that you're going to hate. You know what I've hated my entire life? And I'll finish the story in a second. You know what I've hated my entire life? Pinkberry.
Oh, really?
My whole life.
I love Pinkberry.
Well, let me tell you something.
Tart-ass yogurt.
I've loathed it. You know why? Because when I first went there, no one fucking informed me that it wasn't vanilla. I thought it was going to be French vanilla, not some tart bitch.
Tart. Yeah.
I don't want to have some motherfucker doing a backflip in my goddamn mouth.
It's like nerd's rope water.
Correct. Correct. Good. And then so I don't know what inspired me. Oh, I know exactly what inspired me. Went to, because my girl, whatever, a couple days ago, wanted to go to Pinkberry. And I was like, cool. She's like, do you want any? I was like, I'd rather literally take a rope and jump off a balcony around my neck, not bungee jumping. I want to kill. I hate this. It's terrible. She gets some. She goes, just taste it, you fucking Jew. She might have just said that exactly.
Wow.
And so she had the fudge. Oh, no, not fudge. What is it? Not fudge. Nutella. Nutella and then the tart shit.
That's
and
I was a like, weird combo.
Hold on though. And I take a bite and I was like, I fucking love this.
Yeah.
It was the best thing I've ever had.
In 2025 discovering Pinkberry is good is so funny.
Dude, it's incredible. This guy's gonna be like,
Dippin' Dots? You ever had one of these things?
You ever have a popsicle?
Holy shit.
Dude, every bite I took, I was smiling.
It's phenomenal. Greek yogurt? That's the tart one?
Oh.
Greek yogurt is phenomenal.
I wanted to tell you that I discovered Pinkberry that I love it. Went 3 days in a row. Love it. It's incredible.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then the fourth day, God rested. No, on the fourth day, we did the whole beach thing, then went to Go Get Him with the Greek. What's it called? Go Greek?
Go Greek. Yeah.
Bitch. I love it so much.
It's so good. It's so expensive.
It's a little expensive.
It's like $20 for a fucking thing.
For two things, it was like $21.
Nah, it had to be more than that.
Well, we didn't do a whole fill up. You know how they do it by weight. I don't get like that. I don't get like a whole
thing. But their price per capita is nuts.
Nutso. Go.
Dude, my dad just texted me saying that there's wildfires that are like kind of close to my house. And he sends me an article from the New York Times. And then the New York Times is like, yeah, if you want to continue reading, you have to make an account or buy the monthly. Bitch, I'm trying to see if my house is fucking alive.
I'm literally on fire.
The house is literally, there's a fire not close to it, but like creeping up the hill. The New York Times is like, I don't know about that. Don't you have enough money, stupid fucks?
No, they don't.
I'm
going
to pay for OnlyFans. You think I'm going to pay for fucking words?
That's a problem.
Is this erotica?
Maybe.
Fuck the New York Times.
Fuck the New York Times, but that's the problem. It's like, they're drowning, and it's literally like, it's crazy.
Sad.
Because you're drowning, and then you're also asking for money. It's like, no, give it to us for free. Let us understand that we like it.
It just run
then,
ads.
And then run ads.
Just run ads, you
like
fucking
every
idiots.
Other fucking place.
Just in the middle of a paragraph, put a Blue Chew ad, and then keep going.
And then keep going. But I'll click it.
The fact that there's a paywall for me to read? I gotta pay to be smart? Are you fucking kidding me?
I would.
All right.
Depends on how smart.
Okay.
Would you just pay to be smart?
What do you mean?
I think being smart's overrated.
I already am.
Okay, never mind.
I think I'm street smart, but not book smart.
But would you just like, I just think you'd be, I'm reading this book, I'm reading this book called Educated, and it's about this girl that got literally no education when she was growing up, and then she ended up blah, 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 through a bunch of series of shit. She ended up going to like Oxford, like she's super smart. But I was reading, I'm at the end of the book, and I go, fuck. I would love to be this smart. Love to just be able to read a book. You ever like read a book and then like know about it?
No.
Isn't it crazy?
I feel you walk around life just being like, you're just above everybody. Like if somebody uses the wrong like word to describe something, you're just like, scoff.
Yeah.
This nimbusle.
Nimbusle?
Yeah, your dirty talk's all weird.
And it
choking a fire hose, wench. I don't fucking know.
No, I know, but I think.
But let me tell you something. You ever meet somebody who's like so dumb? You're like, oh, maybe I am smart.
Yeah, those people make me feel good.
Oh my god.
But then you're like, am I a bad person for surrounding myself with people that are dumb? Yes, Jack.
I don't think they're smart. I think there's just people who can memorize a lot.
Yeah, I agree. But there's also people who can like read text and like have an opinion about it. Like, you know what I mean? Read about Greek philosophers and be like, you know my thoughts? Your thoughts? You know what the fuck they just said?
This is an involuntary book club. Book clubs are hilarious. You just meet up and riff. You just meet up and then debate about something that's already written. Bro, book clubs are just internet comments in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, but
should we start holding video comments? Video, I am dumb. Video clubs for each video. Like, imagine you post a video and then people meet up and they discuss. Like, you know what I really liked is when he said, "What do you do for a living?" And then when she responded, "I pay people for professionally."
It's kind of like what a
book club.
What is that Joe Rogan experience?
Oh yeah,
it's like they have a book club about Joe Rogan.
Talking talk to her.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't made a podcast in a minute because the FBI is after her.
Yeah, what is this between FBI and CIA? Is there a difference?
I think it's like tangerine versus nectarine.
Word.
FBI.
Are there differences between that? Them?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What, Jack?
FBI is in a. They deal with domestic things, and CIA is around the world.
Yeah, we should listen to this guy.
No, it doesn't deal with domestic. It's federal, Doug.
Jack,
it starts with federal. FBI is federal. It says federal.
I'm not listening to Jack. He just lost his Cybertruck in Vegas.
Whoa.
Nothing?
Is that
bad?
Well, no.
Did anybody get hurt from that? Or was it a self-inflicted?
Was there one guy in there?
Yeah, there was one guy in there. Everyone else was okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well. So, I had a ceremony.
You had a ceremony for your goals.
I had a really cute ceremony. Go ahead.
What about the ceremony January 6th? Not talking about the Capitol. I'm talking about the Capitol of your
girlfriend. I stormed that cootie. No what? Laughs.
The FBI is a domestic law enforcement agency. First sentence.
So I'm why does smart. It start with federal?
I don't know.
All right. I'm lost. What's happening?
January
6th. Are you on a Slack with the FBI right now?
Yeah, we talk a lot.
Do you think anyone in this room is on a list?
Mr. Whopper mustache.
Did you point
be.
To me, both
wearing
of you?
Whopper socks with a mustache. You're not on a list, but like, you know, you might
I'm
be
close.
On the waiting list.
Wait, dude, being on a waiting list, you know, list and stuff. But that's real. That's real.
List?
The FBI or CIA, whatever the fuck, is looking at certain people to be put on the list.
Well, that's always what's interesting is when somebody does a heinous crime and they go like, oh, the FBI had already been in, like, they had known about this guy. It's like,
well, do better.
Right, to some extent, you're like, okay, this guy's already on a watch list. Like, we already know about him. It's like, well, should we like tap their phones more often?
Yeah. When they walk into, you know? When they walk into a Home Depot and
yeah,
they
yeah,
come
yeah,
out
yeah,
with
yeah.
Ingredients for a pipe bomb, stop them then.
Yeah. What is this?
It's the top 10 FBI list right now.
Right now?
Dude, why is that guy 11 years old?
And what did they all do?
Dude, the guy all the way to the right.
Which one do you want to? Oh, look at the woman, the Roja Ignatova.
Oh, dude, isn't this the woman that's like. Is she just stand up?
Oh no, she was at a conference because she was promoting a cryptocurrency. Oh, so Talk 2 is going to be on this list soon.
Hey, dude, could you imagine?
I could.
She's a massive fraud scheme that affected millions of investors. Investing stuff's stupid. I want to know the real stuff.
What about that guy? Gray hoodie. He looks young.
I'm just going to say we're gonna run this stuff that we can't talk about.
Yeah. So his name is I'm not going to say his name. A North Carolina teen charged with murdering his former girlfriend in 2016. And is the newest individual to be named on the FBI's most wanted list.
Why do they have a list like that? That only goes to that guy's ego. Like, this guy thinks he's on the cover of, like, GQ. He's like, I'm the most wanted guy.
True.
In America.
It's like Variety's top 10 for us.
Yeah. Exactly. I would, if I was the FBI, I would do the opposite. I'd be like, America's idiot, biggest idiot. Like, this, you know?
Yeah.
Don't give us such a prestigious name, like, oh, top 10 and most wanted.
Yeah. I think they do that with other criminals. They just don't put them on the news on purpose. For the same reason, so people don't get like glorified, whatever.
Ceremony. What? So, but
ceremony.
Anniversary. Nothing crazy. No Roku remotes anywhere. No Foxtails. No choking. No BDSM. No fruit by the foot up the ass.
It was a lot of baby oil.
And you think you're not on a watch list?
I've already said this before, but honestly, right. Let me buy baby oil in peace. I'm so pissed that like that now. I feel weird. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything weird.
Jacking
cheaper, my cock. It's a little cheaper. I'm not going to lie.
That's what Diddy said, too.
What did he say?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just jacking my cock.
All right.
Keyword, jack. Jack's involved.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. Nothing really crazy to like
yeah.
baby oil, regular stuff.
Do you get like a
love
token?
Making? We did love making.
Yeah.
Which was hot.
You know, in AA, if you go like, you know, a year, you get a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a coin for being in a relationship for a year?
You should.
Here you go.
Should.
Just
you really
one
should.
One pussy coin.
Oh, God. It's made out of actual
one
human pussy. God damn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets.
You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn. Ceremony. It was really cute. It was a day before. I had a by-myself day, which doesn't happen that often. January 5th, yeah.
Yeah.
And I took all the candles I had in my house, and I put, yeah, it was really cute. I put on some spa music. I said, hey, Alexa, play some spa music. And I had like maybe four or five candles. I lit them all on my little dining room table. And I just sat there with a Sharpie and a little piece.
A Sharpie?
Yeah, I know. I kind of fucked up. I shouldn't have done a Sharpie. I don't know why I picked a Sharpie.
Some caveman-ass shit. I know, right, dude. Were you writing like this? Like full hand? Dude, I sell tour out.
The moment I started writing, I was like, oh, this is a mistake. But it's cute. It was the first time where I actually made it, kind of inflated meaning. Usually I just like write it on my desk at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
When I'm like in the middle of an email.
Yeah, yeah,
but I like made it like nice. And I finished. And you know what the last one I wrote, which I was like impressed with myself because it kind of came out of nowhere. I want to find answers. Because I feel like in the last like year and a half, I feel like I'm searching for something. And I don't know what it is, but I have that sensation, and I don't know what it is, but it's like it might be like
purpose,
maybe
UFOs,
not UFOs. Although I did see one, I'm gonna get to that. But yeah, I don't know, like a spiritual journey. Like I watched the Aaron Rodgers documentary, and the second episode is a lot about him, like being a quarterback, but also being like who am I as a human being, and what's my purpose, And he did a bunch of like spiritual ceremonies in like Costa Rica and shit. And yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling called for like some spiritual thing, and it literally just might be like some ayahuasca by myself in Costa Rica just to see what life's all about.
Yeah, I was talking about that too recently.
Oh, but really?
I'm curious because it just brings all the stuff that's like in your subconscious that you've been burying.
Yes, dude.
The forefront, which is scary.
Scary.
But like, what if you do that and you're like, oh, my calling isn't to make videos online. It's not to do Spanish. It's to be a ballerina in fucking Barcelona. And you're like, fuck, all right.
Oh, God.
You know, like, how can I limit the ayahuasca? Be like, how can I talk to myself? Be like, I still want to do stand-up podcasts and sketches. How do I do that?
Right. I don't want to do it and then text you and be like, I'm Dora the Explorer at Disney World now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Well, dude, what if you have a... Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone I've talked to is just like, they kind of have a better understanding of the people. Whoa, hey, they have a better understanding of the people in their life and like, is there purpose there? Like, I've talked to a comedian about it and he's like, yeah, all these names came to me. I was like, this is a bad person. Stay away from them. Stay away from them.
Fuck.
This is a good person. Stay away. This is a good person. Get them in your life. Get them in life. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, your name came to me in a positive light. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's great. But then what do you do like a month later when somebody's name came to you in a negative regard? And then they're like, Trevor, what up? And you're like, my shaman says to stay away.
I think you have to.
No.
I think you have to.
I still feel like that. No.
Oh, I feel like that every single day of my life. Emails, no. Phone calls, no.
It was interesting. Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl in 2010, and that's when he started to do this journey.
You know why?
Yeah, because you explained.
Oh, no, go.
Oh, because he got to the top of the mountain, and he's like, that's it? That's what I worked my whole life for?
Wow.
Yeah, it's like because there's nothing, like once you win the Super Bowl as a football, there's anyone the MVP, right? There's nothing, you're done. What you worked your whole life for a goal, and you did it, which is cool from the outside, but as that person, you're like, okay, now what?
Yeah, I can relate, man. When I was playing NCAA football this past year, I was actually Heisman, and I actually won the championship with San Jose State. And afterwards, I was like, what am I going to play again? And then I like left San Jose. I went to Auburn, and you know the coaching wasn't great. But it is like when you beat a video game, and you're like, all right. But then you play it again, but that excitement's not there.
That's just
crazy. That's why playing for a shitty team is good. If you want to have hopes, go to the Panthers. They're like 4-97. Go to the Panthers. You got a long journey to work.
Yeah, but if you do the long journey, which sounds awesome, and there's a lot of good lessons along the way, but then you fucking win the Super Bowl, then what do? Then you find yourself in a Cybertruck.
Yeah, but it took you longer to get there. Like imagine
That's not a bad point, but it's very funny. It's like, yeah, but it took you a long time to get to the Cybertruck.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if you go to the Chiefs next year, you're, like, already with a fucking bread-winning, like, team. Right. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
All
and,
your
Andy
Chico's
Reed loves bread.
Oh, come on now. True. Yeah.
Yeah,
but that is interesting. We both know a stand-up comedian. Were you with me when this comedian was like, I was like, what's the plan next? And they were like, oh, I think I'm going to quit. Were you there for that?
No.
They're like, I had a special come out. Why would I do any more of this? Were you not there for that?
But that quickly is gone. If you look at the tour dates, quickly gone.
You think?
Sure. It like a full get ready for the next one.
Oh,
thing.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because there was a moment where that person just wasn't doing stand up.
I think they did correctly is they just took a break. Like you need a break. And I'm telling myself this. I'm telling both of us this.
Yeah.
You need a break to like find the love again. Like it's because it's if you do
that
it all the
true.
Time, it's like I don't like this anymore,
dude. But what's funny is when I was in North Carolina doing shows last weekend, so much fucking fun. I love that club. You can't go on the old Hub out there. You can't go on Pornhub.
It's very discouraging.
And I don't know if I tried to use Reddit or not, but instead I was like, I had to get creative with jerking off. I was looking through like old text messages for nudes and I'm scouring. Yeah. Yeah. Then I find like a nude from like two girlfriends ago and I'm like, oh, this is hot. And then I'm like, wait, I miss her. And then I go to a more newer one. You're like, ah, yeah, there we go. But then you're like looking at texts you haven't seen in decades. And you're like, because the fucking mayor of North Carolina is like, no Pornhub. What do you mean no Pornhub?
Well, also
this
it's
is
like
the South.
It's also like the reason that you're saying no Pornhub, governor. What are you doing?
What is
like,
the
what
point?
Are you
what is the
doing?
Point?
Like, anyone who's like, hey, no porn, what is in your hard drive? You have a problem.
Oh.
You're trying to cover up the fact that you're a horrible human being.
Think?
Oh, sir, he's jerking off to Shrek porn on a Tuesday.
What website?
During a meeting.
Yeah, but then you got to get creative. You're on weird websites, you know, xxvrqxcode.com.
That's my shit. It's so funny when they go, you can't go here, and you go, okay, what about this one? They go, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, no, it's
what the fuck?
It's like when the government's like, you can't smoke weed, but here's some K2 or whatever the fuck. You're smoking on a rollerblade, and they're like, can I get high off this? They're like, yeah, sure, good enough. And then it gives you the bath salts effect, and you're biting somebody's face off at a TJ Maxx, and you're like, well, how is this better than weed?
Yeah.
Weed makes you go to sleep and jerk off. This K2 shit, now I want to fight a pigeon.
Pigeons are assholes. You ever look at them? They're too confident.
Confident.
Give me that fucking piece of pizza.
Confident.
Where do they always find pizza?
That's
a full piece of pizza. But the porn thing is hilarious because it's like your example, but also it's like you can't do this weed from this store and you go, can I go next door? And they go, yeah, it's fine. It's the same.
So,
it's weed.
So even in California where weed is legal, you can't open up the weed you just bought in a dispensary.
Didn't know any of this. What is this?
So they hand you the bag.
Okay.
And if you open the bag and you like crack it open in the store, it's like somehow they're like, oh, you can't open it up in here. What type of fucking loophole?
So I can open it up. You can go outside and do it?
Yeah. But in the store, you can't like open the container.
That's so weird.
Hilarious.
Can you smoke weed on the street?
I don't know.
It's like alcohol rules, right? You can't drink on the street.
I don't think you.
But you
I
can
think
drink.
It's like it can be contained in a home. I think it's like.
Yeah.
I don't think a cop would like, if you look sketchy, a cop might use that as an example to be like, what's going on here? But I don't think I think you can just smoke weed in public. But also smoking weed in public is terrifying.
It is really terrifying. Smoking weed in general is terrifying. Dude, I had such a druggy New Year's Eve. We didn't talk about New Year's Eve either.
Oh, all right. Where did you go on New Year's?
I went to this restaurant called Chicone's with my girl and a bunch of her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really fun, dude. The food there is unbelievable. But I had such a...
Not an ad.
Not at all. They don't need it. But I had such a weird druggy experience because I was like, oh, New Year's Eve, like let's get it going. Hmm. So I don't know if you know this, but I have one Adderall that I've had for probably 2.5 to 3 years.
This motherfucker took Adderall on New Year's Eve.
So hear me out.
You're about to have the most productive 2025 ever.
So hear me out.
Your fucking seance then. You took Adderall and then just went out,
dude. Adderall,
counting everyone's thread count.
Adderall when you go
I'll
out
let you talk.
For me. Adderall for me is it sounds so bad, but it's like a fun party drug. It like it gets me talking.
Oh,
it's like I actually like people. Yeah. more. I'm like, wow, you're interesting. I'm like, wow, you make dream catchers? Wow, tell me about it. But if I'm not on Adderall and somebody says, I make dream catchers, I'm like, cool, you're going to be poor the rest of your life. But I don't have those thoughts when I'm Adderall. I'm honestly interested. It makes me a better person.
Do you think anyone's ever nutted on a dream catcher?
Yes. I think they nutted on a dream catcher hoping that their dreams will come true.
Dude, I had a dream catcher growing up.
What?
Yeah, I had one in my room. And then I dropped it one day and I got really sad because I was like, are all the dreams going to be released?
They're gone.
Fuck.
They're all gone.
I had a terrible 2007.
Goddamn. Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
So you is that the only drug you did?
No, that's what.
Because it's not like a drug.
No, right. Like, but let me walk you through how hilarious and Michael Blaustein this is. So I have one Adderall that I had for 2.5 years.
How many milligrams? 2.5 years.
I'm trying to walk you through it. So
fucking Quaalude.
So it's the time release one.
Yeah.
So what
like
I
the
do,
ball drop.
What I do is
no, like the ball drop, time release. Michael, the extended release.
No,
the ball drop. No, the ball's gonna drop, and so is the extended release in your system. You ball dropped. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you open it up.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of balls in there, like the ball drop.
Ball drop. Happy New Year.
And what I do is I take like maybe 9 or 10 of the tiny, tiny balls at once because drugs affect me crazily. I swear to God. So I take like, thank you for being on board with this. So I do like 9 or 10 of them.
Dude, these are like the size of sand.
Yeah. They're honestly, yes.
Dude, a guy who just discovered Pinkberry and takes 9 dots of Adderall and you think you're not on a list? I think you're on the list to be the next Tesla robot. You might be the most fascinated person I know.
Dude, but I...
You took 9 or 10 of these.
So I took 9 or 10 of these,
you're
right?
Absolutely floored, locked in, laser focused, ready for an SAT test.
No, I'm not though. That's the point. The point is like, I'm like, you know how when you take you know how when you have a drink and you take like 5 sips and you go, oh, I've been drinking, but I'm not drunk?
Right, yeah.
That. So it's like, I'm on Adderall, but I'm not on Adderall. Like, I'm just like a little touch, right?
Sure, yeah.
And then I have mushrooms, chocolates, like the microdose ones. So I know.
Adderall and mushrooms.
For real, I don't know what the fuck's happened, right?
Just trying to focus really hard on your trip. Yeah, that is a dragon, yeah.
So I go, this is the most druggy moment I've ever had. I go into the bathroom at Chicone's, right? And then I have 2 baggies. One with the microdose little chocolate and one with the one Adderall.
How you went to the bathroom like you couldn't have taken any of those in public.
No, dude, the Adderall.
It's chocolate.
But the Adderall. That's true. But the Adderall looks
it's like going outside to smoke a Zen.
No, hear me out. But the Adderall, the way I have to do it, looks very druggy. Because I have to open
you
it up.
Imagine they're like, hey, buddy, no coke in here. Like, oh, it's just Adderall. Like, no, fucking pussy. Let me get some.
Do you chew it?
No, I just, what I do is, all right, let me finish the story. So I go into the bathroom and the single stalls, right? And I put the toilet seat down and I have the plastic baggie on top of the toilet seat and I'm leaning down like a catcher. And I'm
wait, this is the most drug. Wait, show me in real time. I'll be the toilet seat.
Really?
Wait, I'm lost.
No, so the toilet seat's this way and I'm like
you would
and
be
I'm,
peeing
and I'm,
in it
and
or
I'm
shitting
just,
on
no,
it?
No, it's the toilet seat's down.
Yes.
And I have the baggie of at like baggie. I took the one pill out. So I have the baggie on the toilet seat and I open the Adderall pill and I just put a little bit
on
down.
On the toilet seat?
No. Well, on the plastic bag that the Adderall pill was in. No? Does no one follow
fine.
Me?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you also have like a palm of your hand.
Yeah. No. But it's a lot. It's a lot. I wanted to. Oh, that's a good point. But that's a good point.
You didn't do enough Adderall to think about that.
That's a good point. That's a really
you're
good point.
You're doing it like it's fucking heroin. You're setting up boot camp in a goddamn single stall.
I don't know.
You could have had the table just on this. There's 10. All right, yeah, another daiquiri,
but
please.
I don't know why I thought like it. I thought it was, well, what happens is you do it like this and you try to get 10, 78 come out.
Right, right.
So
you're also talking to a guy who snorted those beads in college in a library and they all started falling out of my nose.
So funny.
So go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. So I just had a funny drug moment where I'm like, this is the most, if someone came in here, they would be like, what are you doing?
They would think you're doing something way more hardcore.
For sure.
They would be like, let me check your ass. There's got to be an eight ball in there.
And I'd let them. It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
My ass got to be clean.
Yeah.
So I took like 9 or 10, put on my tongue. Right? Then I took the microdose little chocolate, ate it. Right? I felt awesome.
Really?
Dude, awesome. Because again, I like a touch of being drunk, a touch of being high. A touch.
I like being touched when I'm drunk.
Me too, bro. What is that?
Come on now.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking the bourbon just goes, someone touch my cock.
Yeah.
And you don't care what it is. You don't care. Is that a cactus? Good.
Ugh. Hell yeah, lint roller?
I'm in. Half a Butterfinger?
Where's the other half? In my ass.
There we go.
What? How did you take the chocolate? Did you lay that on the toilet?
Well, I had a knife and I cut it into I'm joking. I ate the whole chocolate a fucking man, dude.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, like a fucking man.
Dude, you should have like put it on top. It would look like one of those little Debbie fucking.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's actually a really good idea.
Those are the best.
Oh, my God.
Those little mini exactly cosmic. Brownies? Cosmic brownies?
Ooh, yeah. I can taste them in my mouth right now.
So fucking good.
Frick.
Always wet. Just like every girl I've ever hooked up with.
Hell yeah, brother.
So you're added out, you're shroomed out, and you're at a restaurant. Then what?
But I feel great, though.
Order a main course, or what are you doing? You getting crazy?
Dude, but no.
Do they have like a party?
Yeah, they had a party. Mm. They had like pass out all the things, and it was really fun. And everyone did the 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, happy new year! All together, it was really fun. Yeah. Also, they gave us like champagne. They gave us like 20% of a glass. Hey, sir,
more.
What this bill is going to cost? More,
dude. New Year's Eve. I mean, we got fucking shafted on New Year's.
Oh yeah,
Eve.
What happened?
So my birthday was the night before, and I never care about New Year's because I have the most fun the night before on my birthday.
Right.
So I'm like, dude, I had the fun. Yep. I just treat my birthday as New Year's Eve too.
Oh, cool.
Birthday was awesome. Went to dinner, went to some clubs. They hosted us. We were in Miami. It was a group of us. So fucking fun. Next night, we have no reservations. No nothing. And it's like 6 p.m. I start putting in some calls. Calling some people, texting people like, hey, you got any...
Did you even want to go out?
Not really, but I just wanted to be somewhere for the ball drop.
True.
You know, I don't really care. And we're texting, we're calling. Everything's been sold out for like weeks and everything. It's like, so we ended up, my friend's like, oh, go to this bar. It's like a restaurant that has a bar. Just like go hang out there. Maybe something will open up. And we spent, there was like 8 of us. And when they're like, 3, 2, 1, we're just like at a bar.
Yeah.
Like standing room, like crunched in at a bar restaurant. So there's like waiters walking by and all that shit. It was very fine.
So was everybody else there for the 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
Was it okay?
Yeah, I mean it was like it's like a Miami restaurant, so it's like kind of already has like a club-ish feel.
Got it. Yeah.
But like we were standing room at a bar. It wasn't like we were like it wasn't like a bar that's only for like alcohol. Like
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like the servers are running up and grabbing the drinks from the table there.
Right.
And it's like it was just funny because it's just like, I mean, it's Miami on New Year's Eve. It's like that's where people go. It's there in Vegas. So it was like the big.
Yeah.
And I thought I could just be like, yo, it's me. And they're like, cool. We're sold out.
You know what's so funny is I had a very similar thing because we had the dinner reservations and everyone had this feeling because our dinner reservation was at 9. And we had this feeling that dinner was going to be over and then we're going to have to like kill an hour at the restaurant, even though we didn't want to be there. Right. So we're like, let's have a backup plan. So I did the same thing. I was just like, texting, DMing people, whatever, had management call people, and I was like, oh, we'll get something. No, you're not.
Yeah.
It was like 5 p.m. Sure. Yeah. And we got some weird, we got something we didn't end up even going, but it's like, it's fucking 5 p.m. in L.A.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
We did that and then went to 11, the strip club in Miami, two nights in a row.
You love it.
Very fun. But even that, it's like, you know, you're spending more money than you usually would, and you get a coin. It's fun, but like, I don't know. I just never really.
Bro, holidays.
It went by quick this year, though, for me at least.
Quick, it went by so fast.
I was home for like I think 5 days in December. It was like the most I've ever been gone, which was good and bad. It made the holidays fly by. I spent like 5 days in Mexico. Then I was in Miami for like 6 or 7 days. And then I did shows in Charlotte. And it's like I'm kind of a homebody the more I think about it. Because it's like, I would just be like, all right, one more day, then I get to go home. One more day. But like, it made December fly by. I mean, doing a fucking tour in the beginning of it. Yeah.
Half of it was gone.
Awesome. I feel like Christmas. I'm also Jewish. So I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. I don't know. Listen to two Mariah Carey songs. Ate a gingerbread house.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
No.
That wasn't mine. No. But just like flew by, which is like, I guess good. I don't know. I didn't really do anything.
Do you get Christmas presents?
No.
For real, your parents only get you Christmas presents.
They're Jewish. My dad converted for my mom.
But dude, but hold on. But your parents know that like other people celebrate Christmas, and they know that it's a superior holiday.
Wasn't Hanukkah at the same time as Christmas?
Yeah, this year it was.
It's like literally the same time. Yeah.
So I did get it was on the 25th of the night. So I did. I went home for like 3 days at my parents' house, and there we did like. Dad's birthday is the 27th. I'm the 30th.
Oh my goodness gracious!
And Hanukkah and Christmas are all 25. So we just did like one night of like,
That makes sense.
X amount of presents. That's holiday. That's birthday. That's this.
Got it.
So
got it.
Yeah.
Do you spin the dreidel?
We did not spin the dreidel. I used to as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, spinning dreidel is fun.
Yeah, I don't know. They taught us in school how to
dreidel's
spin the dreidel.
Dreidel's great.
Dreidel's a fun game.
Prize picks, more or less. I don't know. Dreidel is a very simple game. It's just four.
Yep.
It's just dice for Jews.
Yeah.
Jew dice.
It's exactly what the first name was. We can't call it like that. The whole world wants to kill us. Let's call it dreidel. That was their first pitch on there. They were like, Jew dice. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Jew dice,
fun.
Bless you. Can we just do a blue?
God damn.
Yeah, I started my day. Today was the first day back of like work because I landed yesterday, but I don't know. This is my 10-year anniversary being in LA.
Yeah.
So it just feels like. Everyone I've ever talked to, and you talk to any field, any career, it's like that 10-year.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, people say you got to do something for 10 years before you master, or 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours.
Well, I don't know how long I've been jerking off, but I feel, I don't know. It just feels good. Woke up this morning. I wasn't even like, all right, now you have to journal. It just like came to me.
Yeah, that's journaled, the best one.
Worked out, explosive diarrhea. What a day.
Why do you think I have explosive diarrhea?
I have no
idea.
That
wasn't a word.
Airport food.
Yeah.
Airport. Listen, this is such a first world problem. And I'm sorry that I'm even saying this, but like, dude, like what time do airplanes think that breakfast stops? It's like 9 a.m. and they're like, beef short rib or carbonara. You're like, what?
How? Fucking hell.
Eggs.
Lamb chops.
It's 7 in the morning. Yeah.
Over easy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't think you heard me. Over easy. Hash browns.
Dude, if I was a smart man, I would just open up a restaurant at an airport that's only breakfast.
It would crush.
Only breakfast. That's all I ever want in an airport is breakfast.
I've said this 5,000 times, and I will never stop saying it. I cannot believe motherfuckers walk into the airport at 10, 11 a.m. and they drink a sex on the beach.
Oh.
What is going on?
Earlier than that, some of the people I went to Miami with, they got to the airport. We were on the same flight. It was an 8 a.m. flight. They were texting the group chat at like 6 a.m. Like, where are you? They're already at the airport, throwing them back.
If you're going to a place, I think that makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to go to Vegas, let's get fucked up, whatever. But if you're going to Cincinnati for a business trip,
well,
and you're throwing a goddamn the Seckies back.
Yeah.
I guess it all makes
sense. You're a CEO,
you're nervous. Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to take a few shots.
I guess it all does make sense. Oh! Dude, that guy is dead. Dude, death is hilarious. You wake up, you do yoga, you put on your suit, you walk outside, and you're dead.
Was he doing yoga before?
I have no idea, but it's just funny to wake up and be like, ah, seize the day. Bang. And not even just CEO. Like, there's many people who RIP like that.
That's fucked.
Dude, death is hilarious.
I can't think about that.
You can't and you shouldn't, but let's talk about it. It is funny. The fact that people say death is not funny, that's crazy. You wake up and you go, ooh, what a day I'm going to have. I know.
But
you're going to drive off a bridge.
Oh, wow.
And unsuspecting. And land on a freight boat.
A freight boat?
A freight boat.
But do you live or you land?
Dead.
Oh.
No. You landed on a freight that was stacked with knives.
Oh, no. And they were all open? All the boxes were open?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, they're all open.
Damn.
Yep. Terrible.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate.
I just want to die in my sleep. R.I.P.
You think?
I mean, I don't want to die. I don't want to get, you know... I don't want to be in the Amazon doing fucking ayahuasca and get attacked by a panther.
What's that?
That's got to be a horrible way to go.
Attacked by a panther?
Yeah. Just on ayahuasca, trying to find yourself with Aaron Rodgers and just get attacked by a mountain lion.
I'd try to pet it right before it got through. No!
Oh! I mean, dead quickly.
Yeah. We got anything in the news going on? I mean, the new year, I feel like we're popping off already.
Did you see Mr. Beast got married?
Mr. Beast got married.
He did!
Let me see the wedding proposal. Dude, I've been watching Beast games. It's pretty addicting.
It's so good.
It's really
addicting.
Is it?
Addicting. I don't know anything about it. Can someone walk me through it?
They started with 2,000 people.
1,000.
2,000. The 1,000. They cut it down to 1,000. 2,000 was a YouTube video, but to promo the Amazon series,
I didn't know that.
On Amazon, it's 1,000 to the winner, but on YouTube, they did 2,000 to 1,000. Oh. They thought about this shit.
Did T-Mobile comment on this?
Yeah, T-Mobile commented, when you tell someone you want to start a family plan with them, congrats.
I hate it. Any company.
I hate it, because that's by a 21-year-old idiot.
And then right underneath, Mr. Beast casting. You got a whole ass Instagram for casting? God, I should try doing that. Where the hoe's at?
Yours would be called Trevor Casting Couch. I'm doing jokes.
What would your caption be if you were to post that you're getting married?
Yeah, that one's always funny.
Your boy did a thing.
Yeah, I mean, his wife is not happy.
I'll
be like, loose pussy, gone forever. That's what I would say.
Wait, there's a video of her left.
Pause this, please. Please pause it. This is the most rehearsed bullshit I've ever seen.
I don't think it's rehearsed. I don't think she loves him.
I mean, if it's live actually, then she doesn't love him. But if this is not real because this is so rehearsed and she's not a good actress, he's not a good actor either. Unless he wants to do a video with us.
Ready?
Yep.
Are you married?
This panning is hilarious.
Yes.
Oh no, dude.
Bro, this feels like a cutaway from Love is Blind.
Oh my god.
And another show that starts with love.
I see.
Look at the people in the back.
Fake.
This
that
is
was
the
so
fake. I don't know. They couldn't get this better?
I would
what
and shout out Mr. Beast. Jimmy, you're a friend of mine. We're boys. But if this was the real encounter, I would go to the guy with the iPhone and be like, delete that take. Let's do it again.
What take do you think this is?
First.
No.
What do you mean?
I think this is...
You think this is on purpose?
People feel tired. I already did that in my eyes. Don't do that. Already, I can do that with my eyes.
Who did you
zoom in on? What am I saying? But I think everyone feels tired. If you look at the people in the back, they feel tired.
This
is take 9.
No, I don't know. I just have a lot of questions. He's proposing his own merch. That's hilarious. I just have a lot of questions. Like, what, don't you kiss after? Isn't that like a girl's like jumping for joy? Like,
she's
my God.
She's not happy because this is the 11th take.
No tears. No embrace by Jimmy. Nothing. He's a psychopath. This is all for something.
Yeah, this is all robots, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is if they're going to come out and be like, this is actually a Mr. Beast robot. That woman.
Whoa.
Who do we know anything about?
She should have done a video style, be like, I'm giving my fiance a $5,000 ring and a $105,000 ring.
That's awesome.
Show it off.
Come show it. It's 0.5. Alfie.
Alfie, what do you think?
These aren't real people.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Alfie just looked. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's
oh my
awesome.
God.
This ring was $1.7 million. That's awesome.
Have they kissed yet?
No, they've never kissed.
That's a face of like...
A prisoner.
Yeah, a prisoner.
No.
It's 0.5.
Like, this literally feels like a cutaway from 90 Day Fiancé.
What do you think
it's like, yeah, marriage? And they're like, yeah. Or it's like on that show, we got like, I love you. And the girl's like, you too.
Yeah, this doesn't. This
Thank
doesn't,
you.
It doesn't feel mutual at
play,
all.
Play
it
the
feels
video.
So weird.
Yeah, I want to watch her year in review with Jimmy and see if there's really love there.
Let's play it. I love this song, by the way.
Fake. Not good at darts. Not jacked.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm back in. Jimmy Donaldson got that donger on him.
They're going for puzzles? That dog's so cute. How long have they been together?
I don't know.
They got another one?
Actually, this sells a little more.
It's just the music. If they were playing Metallica underneath, it would be so totally different.
It's weird to see somebody in their like personal life setting. Like I've only seen him in like some of the best YouTube videos in the world. And then it's just a photo of him with his shirt off on a dog. And I'm like, whoa, who sent me this?
Yeah, I just...
Who knows? We don't know their personal life. But,
here's the thing, though, dude. It is interesting just to even post a video like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Never.
Especially with the editors he has. I'd be like, man, edit a smile on
her. I mean, get a fucking subtitle.
CGI, a car blowing up in the background to distract how awkward this is.
What is this?
She has a bigger smile for Justin Timberlake than her man's.
She does.
I would, too. He's hot. This is crazy. I mean, nice lady. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Congratulations. What's your last name? Thea Beast?
Goddamn.
I'm wondering if Mr. Beast is trolling on purpose.
What do you mean?
Like, the video he posted is so awkward.
It's awful. There's no way that he watched it and was like, all right, cool. I don't know. I guess he is like, that's what he does for a living. It's just so weird.
She has a law degree in psychology and neuroscience. Jimmy is using her to figure out what the best way to use the algorithm is on people.
Maybe. I think he would just marry...
I think he's always looking for the next thing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Or here's the thing. Or maybe they're just like sort of awkward people.
Yeah. Who knows?
The smart ones are.
Yeah.
He's pretty to himself in like interviews. He's only yelling in his videos, but to himself, he's like usually like pretty tame. But... yeah, I mean, if I got that video, I was like, yo, airdrop me that video, and I saw that, I'd be like, let's take a photo of the ring instead.
That's where I'm at. Just do a photo.
I think he might be trolling a little bit.
I don't know. I think they're both have a little tisms.
If you were to propose, would you do all this? Like, put it online?
No. I
think you just go photo. Photo's classic.
Yeah.
Photo just
yeah,
of like...
Yeah, because the video lets people get into your personal life too much. Look at what we just did for the last 10 minutes. We're like, she's not smiling, but Justin's like...
Yeah.
Photo, you're just like, oh, they're happy. Yeah. But in real life, like when you propose, she probably went like, fuck, this idiot, and then smiled.
No, it was beautiful. She cried. She said yes. Like, this girl said, all right.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, no tears, no kiss,
yeah,
hug.
She's either insane a little, dude. Or this is like take number 12.
That literally felt like a high school like prom... asking Vanessa, mm-hmm. Will you, and then like he hugs with both arms and her arms are down, like yeah, hugs like a fucking fish on SpongeBob.
This seems like a short film, like a student short film scene of someone proposing.
It literally seems like security footage of a high school of like two kids making out before class.
Did you guys have promposals when you were in high school?
Yeah, I proposed to a girl with a Tiffany's box and I opened it and just said prom ?
Seriously?
Yeah. Ugh, got you. Fucking jugs on it.
Is that the woman that left you?
I was swinging outside of my league.
Is that the one that you didn't leave together with or something?
Yeah. And then,
Yeah, and then you got some other scattered jugs, right?
You know what's interesting? Scattered. That happened to me twice. That happened to me twice. Dude, there was homecoming and prom.
Twice?
Oh, true.
Well, that night, I thought, this girl. This is the prom girl. I don't know if it was prom or homecoming. Might have been homecoming. Prom, I went with my girlfriend at the time. This girl asked to prom. And then I remember I was sitting on the bus. Like, you know how guys in the bottle service will sit at the top of the seat?
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at the top of the seat in the bus. And she was like sitting below me. And I went in for it in front of everybody on the way home. And she hit me with the cheek. She Jimmy Donaldson'd me.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Mr. Beasted me. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. I'm glad. Like, you got to have some speed bumps, dude. If life was only just like, you're the man, kiss everybody, you'd be Michael Blaustein.
Yeah, you'd have a fucking mustache and Whopper socks talking about cum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did Catholics have promposals and stuff?
No, we never had it.
13-year-old bento.
Yeah, they always said yes. Wrap incense around his cock. We didn't. we'd have to ask, but it wasn't like some big fucking thing.
Yeah.
There's some schools that had like big, you know, you have video and just posters and shit. I just walk up to a home and be like, you trying to do it?
Oh.
Nah, I mean, I never did that.
Did you ever have any cool asking ways?
No, that's what I'm saying. We never, it wasn't like a thing in our school. I can't even conjure a moment that I had with a girlfriend in high school. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I remember some hand job things that happened in some parents' beds and shit, but I can't remember like a conversation that we had. Can you think of like a time that you went to like ice cream with a hoe in fucking high school and then what you guys talked about?
Yeah, I can.
You can, really?
I can. But it was like, it's like a moment, like verbatim word for word. Nothing. No, but I can remember like what happened.
I got nothing. Nothing. Literally, minus just some fucking, you know, just some hand job shit, some over the, you know, just bumping guts. But like, minus that, nothing.
I just had a memory that came to me, I think it was my prom, that I think I wore shorts.
To prom? I wonder why she gave you the cheek.
No, that was separate. Or maybe it was the after party I changed. I had these like blue Volcom shorts on and I still had a blazer. I mean, I was Subaru'd up and I was dressed crazy. And I remember hooking up with my girlfriend at the time in the back of my Honda Civic, door open on the street. Like,
damn.
Like Claptown, USA.
No. With the door open?
Why I was standing outside of the car.
Wow.
Like,
hold on.
Like the back seat.
Okay.
She was using that as like the bed to prop up, and I was outside the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was in Bow Wow Wow?
I believe so.
Wow. And you were outside. And where was it? Just on the street?
I think 2 a.m.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
What a high school memory.
What do you call that position? Doggy out the door?
Wait. Fuck. Is there a term when dogs have a head out the window
and
driving?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Dog on the loose, loose dog.
Dog on the loose?
Dog window dog.
There's something there.
Dodge, dog Durango. Damn it, that dog Durango. What else is in the news?
I was on,
2025.
Yeah, so the CES, which is the Consumer Electronic Show.
Probably going to get shot soon.
just any acronym? Anyone with the NBA, you're going to be dead.
CE? I mean, they're one letter off.
True.
Sorry.
Even if somebody's a COO, I'm like, hey, come on, guys. See that raise?
What the hell do they do? Anyone?
It sounds so funny coming out of your mouth. COO.
Yeah. Oh. Just the CEO getting fucking clapped.
Yeah,
out.
I'm the chief marketing executive director of... Shut up!
You jerk off on Zoom, is what you do.
God damn, man.
What is this?
Yeah, so the first one that they what just is it? Released, it's a Roomba that picks up your old clothes or... trash.
These are like the predicted top things of 2025.
So these have already came out. The show just started, but this
the
is
show.
Like,
yeah, I don't know what's happening.
It's who? Like an auto show, but
thank
for
you.
Electronics.
Yeah, convention for like technology.
Oh, that's sick. I'd go to this.
Like cameras,
it's like the AVN, but
yes.
Normal. The AVN was crazy, but like it's a saddle you can ride, but it vibrates in your ass. You're like, oh, did I put on a horse? Like, God, no.
I would rather buy that than this.
Picks so up your clothes. That's
yeah,
cool.
So they've added a robot arm to a Roomba.
Put a dildo on that and call me tomorrow.
We're getting close, though. You guys always say how much you want to have sex with Roombas. At least you can get hand job now.
You definitely can.
That hand.
Are you kidding
prickly.
Me, dude? I'd put a fucking, just a dirty wait, handkerchief on it.
Yeah, all I want is a robot that can get my Postmates at the front door. I don't think you guys heard me.
It's the biggest hockey puck I've ever seen. This thing does not work, bro.
But the problem is your room has to be a mess for this to... Do all
too that. Long. Just do it your fucking self.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Dude, imagine.
I've already picked up 12 items at this point. This slow-ass robot. He still hasn't picked it
up.
Yeah,
he's like smelling those socks. He's like, oh, yeah, worn by her.
This is insane.
Do you know what's funny? He's like, you know how you're like, when you're doing the intercourse and your clothes are flying off everywhere?
Yeah.
You just hear him come in the room. No, leave those down there.
Must pick up jeans.
So he moves socks 2 feet, and the world's like, man, 2025, we're on the up.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Literally, aliens are in the fucking sky, and we're like, look, this guy can pick up a fucking blanket. Gives a shit.
Connect the baby oil to it.
I can't believe they can actually sell that. Like people,
it only picks up 10 ounces of things. Is that even? Okay, it's not bad. It's only $300, which you said.
Yeah, but it's just a Roomba.
Yeah, it's just a Roomba with an.
It's
arm.
Just
is it
a
cleaning
Roomba
while it's doing it, or is it just picking shit up?
Yeah, it's also cleaning and mopping.
Do Roombas actually work? Does anyone ever had one?
I've never had one.
I've never had one either. They don't look like they work.
Everybody that ever has a Roomba, I never walk in their place and be like, "Holy shit, it's clean in here."
Never.
So the next one is pretty cool. It's Xander Glasses Connect, and it gives you closed captioning on people talking. through the glasses.
So, I need that if my girlfriend's mad at me.
Well, why'd you have the last part?
What? No, you know what I mean? When I don't know why they're mad.
Subtitles for...
Be so...
Well, it's not translating. It's just saying what they're saying on your... You know, like how some cars will project the speed? Yeah. This is just what somebody's saying to you.
Oh, like in another language?
Yeah. Well, what they really need is this, but they have a, you know, a partnership with SparkNotes. And then when somebody's been talking to you for about 5 minutes, it goes... Really, the thing that they were saying is they did not have any water that day and they had a headache and thus they were stressed out of work.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
You ever like when your girl gets mad at you and says like how she feels? It like tells you what she actually needs.
So exactly what I said 14 minutes ago.
That's what I said.
No, that's what I said.
I think we all said the same thing.
Yeah. I need that to interpret an emotion.
I got you.
I don't need like a breakdown of a story, although that would be good if I wasn't paying attention. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like...
Yeah.
If she's on the couch and she's not talking to me, I want the glasses to look and be like, the reason is because she didn't feel like you interpreted her emotions properly when you guys were talking about ice cream. And I was like, wow.
It'd be pretty sick for like a stand-up show, though.
To have that.
Yeah, to like
dude,
understand
somebody at my show over the weekend, they're recording my entire set with the glasses on. And security like kicked them out and like... I think they made them delete it. Who knows? But
how did they know that?
So if you're recording, they have to have a light on. Just so people aren't in the fucking Hooters being like, I'll take the 6-piece.
Hold on. I don't think you heard me. Stay here.
Hold on. Let me count with pennies. 1, 2. Yeah. So, and you know how dark it is in that room. They just saw like a light. So they thought it was a phone. And then they went up and then it was a guy recording the whole thing with glasses.
Fuck.
But that's the future of crowd work. Yo, you put them bitches on. Hey, bro. What do you do for a living? Shing! You know, you pull up and look at him.
The next one is a Kirin Electric Salt Spoon. So every time you go for a scoop, as you eat your dinner, the spoon delivers salt to your tongue.
Use a fucking salt shake. This is the dumbest
shit.
This
is so...
Someone's uncle in fucking Minnesota would do it.
No, I'm wrong, actually. It's not actual salt. But it's electricity that tricks your tongue into thinking it's salt.
Okay.
I'm gonna put that in my
that's
taint.
Different.
That's insane.
That's really, really cool.
You probably get instant cancer from that.
Oh, yeah.
It's an electric salt spoon. It enhances the salty flavor of the food you're eating. And all you have to do is turn it on until it flashes yellow.
And
there we go. There's actually four salty levels
cancer.
That you can use with the spoon.
But that's fine.
And when you're holding it into the food, you need to be touching this metal sensor right here.
This is so dumb. Send
an electric current through the food.
Electric
that will make it saltier.
With water.
So let's see.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to put my semen on to be extra fucking salty.
So pretty much you're microdosing electricity.
Very salty.
Yeah.
This is an electric
salt.
You're electrocuting yourself. How is that healthy?
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's dumbest. Oh, what is this? This is cool.
This is a face heart cardio mirror. And it takes a good look at yourself in the mirror and can clue into your health benefits. So
what
a 45-second selfie can measure...
Botox.
So a selfie can measure your blood pressure, heart rate variability.
This is the whole thing with like whoop straps. You do this once a fucking year and then you're like, cool, I'm a whore.
And this one's awesome. It's called the Boyfriend Standing Robo 733.
Holy
what
shit.
What is this?
So it's like a massage chair, but...
Boyfriend.
It moves your... I don't know why it's called the boyfriend.
Does it massage with two fingers? God damn! It's a fingering joke.
So it takes your whole body, like your arms, your legs, and moves them in crazy ways.
What the fuck?
What is this? Motherfucker spent 9 years creating this.
Dude,
make
it looks
that
like a
bitch... Go ahead.
This looks like a transformer on its back. Help me.
I can't get up.
Help me up. I'm Bumblebee. It looks sad.
It does look sad.
Like, dude, imagine walking in on your wife doing this. Be like, so I worked for 19 hours today at the steel factory.
I would just turn around, goodbye. You never see me again. I just write cigarettes on a slip of paper and just never see me again.
To-do list. Get cigarettes. Slap it on the refrigerator. What the fuck does that even
what
do?
What is that? What is that supposed to... Go to the fucking gym!
That's insane.
I'm so sick of all these. None of these are cool.
No, well, it just started, so maybe we'll get some more later. And then
yeah, but don't drop it till it's ready. Nobody learn anything from the Vision Pros?
Yeah, what's crazy is those captioning glasses were $6,000.
And no Pornhub?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Those are the only ones, let me take it back, those are the only ones that are actually going to be really useful. if you're like a meeting overseas or whatever, like crazy useful. Oh. you know what would be awesome though? If this had a little bit of speaker, because I hate watching movies with subtitles. So if it could just fucking and then tell me what it's saying, oh, great.
It is saying that.
Someone, dude.
Wait, what?
When I watch fucking movies that have subtitles,
yeah,
I hate reading. Because then I can't watch the acting. I have to fucking read. And I don't read that fast.
So you just wish it had speakers?
Yeah, so it would tell me what it's saying.
The actors do that for you.
No, but they're talking another language.
Oh, what?
What, the subtitles. Not if the sound's off. I'm talking about a movie that's actually in another language.
Oh, you watch a lot of those?
Not a lot, but hentai? I'd say maybe one every 2 months.
Mm.
Yeah. You ever see hentai porn?
I just said that.
Did you?
I said hentai.
What are we? Should we still podcast?
We should. I just thought the joke bombed. Sometimes we're loading up our own jokes.
I know, dude.
We're just both playing offense. Nobody's playing defense.
That's true.
Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless. Did you see he offered his hairdresser $1.5 million to have sex with him?
No, but bring this up. I did not see this.
$1.5 for sex? Page not found. Holy shit. How much did he offer them?
$1.7 mil.
Wait, is that true?
It's gotta be. It's on the internet.
True. Saw it on Snapchat News. Just type in Skip Bayless, 1.5 mil.
Can we just talk before this that his name is Skip?
Wait.
His name is Skip. Like, take off Bayless.
Is Skippy
a peanut
butter?
That guy's name is Skip.
Yeah.
His mom, hey, Skip.
That's so cool.
It's insane.
That's like a Missouri name.
Sounds like it's a friend with Huckleberry Finn.
Imagine getting ghosted by a guy named Skip.
It's happened.
He just skipped on out of my life. Come on now. He made repeated unwanted sexual advances towards a hairstylist working for Fox Sports, including offering $1.5 million to have sex with him.
Do you think he started at 1.5?
That's what I'm curious.
Is he started at 10K and she's like, look at this pussy. And then he goes, all right, wait, 9K.
whoa, bro. He's 73?
Yeah, he's old. 73 with a wife.
What?
Dolores.
Okay, a lot of questions. Pull up the
100%.
Pull up the
100%.
Barberette?
Salonist.
Pull up the salon woman.
What if it was that?
And then pull up Skip's wife. Also, at 73, you're going to say some outlandish shit.
Yeah, dude.
If I'm not offering women 1.6 million when I'm 73, I think I'm too young.
You didn't make it.
I've been taking too many supplements. Dude, I'm pretty sure my grandpa would do that when he was like 72. He'd just be like, head. I'm like, grandpa, we're in a Denny's.
Yeah, and you're talking to me.
IHOP. He looks great for that age.
What price do you think he started at?
That's what I mean. He started at 10K. Oh, first of all, just offering, that's crazy.
Actually, she's beautiful too. For, you know, 75.
Yeah, dude, everyone's beautiful.
He looks great for 73.
He does look great. Dude, I want to know if that's an interpretation of 1.5 or he sent a Venmo request for, or she sent a Venmo request for 1.5
million. Wait, did you find the girl?
Yeah, she's right here.
That ain't worth 1.5 mil.
Go to her Instagram. Oh, she's probably getting it. No, go down. Go to the photo because that's where the source is. See, left.
Oh, okay.
But dude, when you're 73, your eyesight's a little, you know, I don't know, man. What's he worth? That's a real question.
Dude, I also think, and I'm not defending him because it's fucking kind of crazy and disgusting because he's also married. But like, bro, 1.5, I think at just some point, everyone just says yes to you. You just like lose the sense of what the world is.
Can you look up his net worth?
Yeah. It's probably, like, I would say it's 400 million.
So what's crazy is in this lawsuit that Joy Taylor,
yeah,
she's in the lawsuit because she was sleeping with the CEO of Fox Sports an executive from Fox Sports to get on the show called Speak Easy or something.
Yeah.
So somehow she got wrapped in it. And then all the, it turned out that she was having sex with like all these different people on the show to try to work her way up to the top.
Oh, this lady?
Yeah.
Is she on a show?
Yeah, it's called...
she was on a dick now.
Speak on FS1.
Wow.
So now, like, all these guys, like, she was sleeping with Emmanuel Ocho and a couple other people, but somehow she got wrapped into it.
Wow.
Yeah, and she had a husband and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. God!
Everybody fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Jason Taylor's sister.
The football player.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The Miami Dolphins.
With every day that passes, I think it gets harder and harder to be loyal. And this is what it looks like online.
Jerk off, bro.
So he makes like $4 million a year to $7 million a year.
He makes way more than
what's
that.
What's his net worth?
He makes way more than that. His Fox deal.
It says his net worth is $17 million. This is all wrong. Right.
Dude, his Fox deal
was
a
lot.
But he's not been, for him. Dude, he's been on TV for a fucking.
Bro, he.
Talking?
Yeah.
Well, even if it is $17 million, he offered her, I mean, a little less than 10% of his net worth. That's crazy.
It's gotta feel, I know it's disgusting, but as her, it's got to feel kind of good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my cootie's worth $1.5 million.
The next dude's like, yeah, can I take you out? Be like, yeah, in a McLaren, broke bitch, $1.5 million for this cootie.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have a one.
It only validates, yeah, good, you know.
Well, because, hey, you know what? It's like art. It's the value is what someone's willing to pay for it. So now her cootie is worth $1.5 million. That's crazy.
Is he getting in trouble for this? Or they're like, hey, he's 73.
Oh, no, yeah, he's screwed, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't extort women for money. But also, the Taylor Joy girl's getting ripped apart because she's.
I saw that photo. If you go back one, I saw that photo. No, Instagram. Somebody was like, oh, my new girlfriend. I was like, oh, huh? But I don't know. Oh, the comments on that are wild.
I have to go.
Is this the position you got your job in? Holy
oh my God.
Wow.
Imagine like coming and then handing someone a resume. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Post not regret. I just want a fucking Gatorade. I got, you know what I mean? I got to go on Deed.
I wonder if there's been any guys that have slept their way to the top. I mean, absolutely. But like, I wonder if there's any like high up CEO shoddy that he like had to just go down on religiously for like 12 nights in a row.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently that's what that movie Baby Girl is about with Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the CEO of a company and like an intern or whatever just dominates her.
But I think she wants it. I think that's the whole thing.
Okay.
1.5 is crazy. I need you to watch Beast Games. I need you to watch it.
Okay.
There's this challenge. It's very captivating. Very funny. This is the same episode as him getting married. But there's this point, and I don't know if this isn't a spoiler. Who gives a shit? It's fucking meant for 13-year-olds. There's this point where there's like 500 people left or whatever, and they elect four captains.
Captains.
Yeah, and then they're all responsible for their teams of like 120 people or something. And they're like, there's going to be a money amount on the screen, and if they hit the buzzer at any point, they can take however much money is on the screen.
Ooh, okay.
They get to stay in the games, but everybody on the team gets eliminated at their shot at $5 million. And
so I'm so sorry. So everyone, the 120 people, all have 120 buttons?
So no, so let's break it down.
Yep.
So let's say there's 500 people there, right?
Yep.
And they break it up into four teams.
Yep.
Right? So there's 125 on each. And each of the 125 nominate one person be a leader.
Ooh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So I'm a leader for 124. You're a leader for 124. Yep. All four of us are on this podium, and there's a giant number behind it. And they're like, this number is going to raise to a significant amount. And if any of you hits that buzzer, you get that money directly wired to you, and you get to still compete for the grand prize. But everybody on your team, all 124, gets eliminated at their chance to win the $5 million. So there's four contestants up there. And the dollar amount is just increasing, increasing, increasing. It gets to $1 million and none of the people elected hit accept. I'm like, this is a competition.
Bro, let me tell you something. That hits 1.5K. I'm pressing it. Fuck
1.5K directly DM a hairdresser.
Dude, 100%. Dude, burn my team to the ground.
I was shocked.
Shocked.
And then.
So like, no one pressed it?
Nobody pressed
it.
Shut up. And then the next round, one of the guys gets fucking eliminated. Yeah. This guy was a veteran and he lived in his car. Bad timing for a Cybertruck joke, but this guy lived in his car. Dude, he was a veteran living in his car. He could have clicked a button and been a millionaire. Been a millionaire and still competed. And he said, no, because I want to be a fair player. gets sent home the next round.
Pissed.
Dude, hold on, do you think he's in his fucking Altima, just deep throwing a stick shit, being like, this, I could have been a millionaire.
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit.
But I would like to ask, though, did it just keep going, the money? Million, so no one pressed it?
Where it stopped. Millions where it stopped.
Oh, millions where it stopped.
But still. And then Mr. Beast is counting down. He's like, all right, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Anybody want it? You get $1 million and you get to play.
Nobody I can't believe no one pressed it.
I think
pressing it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But at what
a clean
point?
M?
At what point are you pressing it? 700?
I would see how high it got.
500, goodbye. Everyone's going.
But like,
I mean, you're a villain, but I don't give a shit.
But it's a reality show.
Correct.
It's like, oh, cool. I get $1 million and then the people who aren't going to win it also are mad at me. Dude, if you're on a game to win money, like $1 million is still, it's a fifth of the grand prize.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I was so pissed. I'm like, they should have a producer just for a villain arc. Every reality show has their villain. Survivor, Love Island, any of these fucking shows has their villain. The fact that that guy or girl, I think it was all guys, I don't know, would have gone back to compete in the game, that would have been such a funny arc to put that person in it.
So great. And here's the thing, dude. All those people that I eliminated, they're not going to be there. Get on a fucking boat. Leave the island. Goodbye. I'm not going to see you again. What are you going to fucking DM me? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and then the next round, they're going to be like, well, we don't trust you. You took $1 million. Vote me off.
Good.
I would take my million, and then the next game, I'd just self-eliminate.
Yeah, I jump in. I just fucking swim
right?
home.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are mad. You already got your $1 million. There's no way you can compete. You can't win the $5 million. Okay, good. Self-eliminate.
Goodbye. I do the Golden Bachelor in 3 years. Who gives a shit?
Win $1 million. You get voted off. You're known as that guy. Like, huh?
Yeah, for 1 month, you'll get some fucking DMs. I don't give a shit. I'm going to the Club 11 in fucking Miami. I'm sucking 11 hooties at the same time.
Hooties.
Another great game I was thinking about Michael with was the blindfolded ball challenge where they had to hold on to a ball blindfolded. There's like maybe 200 people.
You saw it?
Yeah. And you had to count to for 10 minutes. If you were the last one to drop the ball,
you had to drop the ball closest to 10 minutes.
Yes.
But you're blindfolded.
Oh, to crush that.
Yeah.
But you have to, I tell time for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. We should try.
I would have crushed that.
When was that again?
When was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Someone was yelling at me about, hold on, what was it? I tell time for a living. Fuck, what was it? Hold on.
Oh, Amsterdam. Remember it? It was Amsterdam. your 20 minutes is up. No. I tell time for a living.
It was not 20 minutes.
Do you think that she like thinks about you every once in a while? I was like, I hope that grandfather clock that came in here?
I hope so.
I tell time for a living is unreal.
What's up?
That's unreal.
I tell time for a living.
Telling somebody in Amsterdam in the red light district who's, oh my God, that's, wow.
I hope she died of typhoid fever.
So you have to hold the ball, you're blindfolded, and it's dead silent. You're counting to 10 minutes in your head.
Oh,
some girl loses, and then this, man, I was not a fan of this person. They start just yelling numbers and fuck with people. 48, 3, 9, 7, 44.
She lost?
She lost because she, somehow.
Well, she dropped the ball. You could drop the ball immediately and stay in. The only way you could get eliminated right away is if you went over 10 minutes.
Oh.
So you could be the closest to 10 minutes, but people were getting it by like tenths of a second.
But what's the point of getting close to 10 minutes?
Whoever dropped the ball closest to 10 minutes on the dot.
Goes to the island.
Goes to the next immunity or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
But dude, $1 million. Nobody took it. A man lived in his car. A veteran living in his car had a chance at $1 million. Next round gets voted out. Dude. Holy shit.
I would add up how much one stay at a Marriott would be, and I'd drop it then. Press the button.
Dude, $1 million.
I can't believe it.
Dude, one girl, holy shit, so funny. She had it, I think this might have been in the YouTube version, or I don't know. She had a chance to win like $50,000, but everybody else gets eliminated on her. Like, there's like, picture like a, fuck, like a wipeout type field.
Got it.
You know, like, yeah. And they're all, there's like, I don't know how many people, 50 people on like this square. And anybody who jumps off gets the money. But, you know, everyone's like, all right, stay on. You won't get eliminated. But like, hey, here's $50,000. If you jump off right now, you can get it. She jumps off before they start the timer.
No!
She doesn't get the money.
What?
And everybody on the island that she was with gets eliminated.
Oh. No
I think it was the YouTube that version. But yeah, she sacrifices all of her teammates, which is like 50 people. See if we can find it. Yeah, I think it's on the YouTube version. And since they didn't start the timer, she doesn't get the money. Dude,
how? So she
can vote.
Well, I mean.
Dude, holy fuck.
Hold on. So
she jumps up
before they just hit the timer?
Because he's
getting, how quickly did she jump up?
Dude, because he's still like explaining. He's like, all right, there's $50,000. And when he says $50,000. And when I say we'll start, the winner will get $50,000. And then she just jumps instead of him saying, like, start the time.
Please have it. I'm going to die laughing.
Dude.
This the fucking whole ignoramus.
Someone would actually jump before the timer even started.
What? No, it hasn't started yet.
Oh.
Oh my God.
The timer didn't start.
She still stepped off. She's not going to get it because the timer hadn't started, but she stepped off.
No. Oh.
Start the timer yet.
Oh. Bro!
No, because the timer hadn't started yet.
Oh my God! 99 people just lost out on $5 million!
I'm sorry, but she stepped off.
Dude, if this girl didn't get death threats off this...
Her team was in disbelief that they had just been betrayed, and they were absolutely devastated.
Dude, people flew
on to wow.
all over the country for this, for chance to win $5 million.
Oh, dude, what did they say to her after, like, they went to, like, the locker room?
That final game was brutal.
Oh, look at that.
She probably had to get a police escort out. Like, this show is meant for kids, so obviously they didn't show, like, the drama that a real, like, reality show might have shown, but, dude, she eliminated 100 people.
Early.
99 people for being selfish and not listening to the timer. It's like, dude, nobody was going to take that. Wait till the million if you're going to do it.
Someone's going to take it.
Think?
Yeah, someone's gonna think, dude, 50K is crazy.
I don't know, man. I watched this after I watched the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Maybe as it goes on, the integrity gets better, but like, dude, 50K jumps off pre-timer.
Is it just one person winning 5 million or can a whole team win a one? For
so
it?
The premise is 1,000 people to one person wins.
Oh, God.
So if I'm on that team, I'm actually happy that she didn't get the money because she screwed me anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm pissed. Regardless if she got the money or not, right. I mean, yeah, it's better that she didn't. But like, yeah, you just made 100 people who drove all over the country came here in hopes to like maybe get their family out of poverty, and so like, yay! And then just that's it, dude. It's a really fucked show. It's in a sense of like you get invested because they like turn teammates against each other. It's like, all right,
really?
pair up with three people. All right, one of you guys has to get eliminated. You're like, what the fuck? I'm paired up with my friends. And then someone's like, fuck you. I'm not bartering with anybody. It's like, the mind games are crazy. We're one fucking, we're like little lab rats with shampoo products. I don't know.
Yeah, with money. Like, we are right now. Not even with this show. This is America. This show is America. Dude, we walk around being like, oh, I'd like to watch a movie. The cheese is the movie. They made Gladiator 2. It's a fucking ball of cheese. And we all went to the movie theater. Oh, I can't wait to get a bite of cheese. We're fucking losers. All of us. We're all lab rat losers. This is what fucking the economy is. This is what democracy is. We think it's an illusion of control. Okay, title. Illusion of control.
I don't think people will click on that.
Yeah,
illusion of control. Now we're in.
Hey, how you doing? Michael,
hey,
you're hired.
I do the titles for songs. Yeah, but that's just... at one point in the show, he says he has an infinite amount of money to make the show, which is kind of crazy. He's like, I can just do whatever I want. And people around the world are like, yes. Yeah, I'll leave my job because the film just took like a month or something. Like, I will just leave my job to just go take a swing at 5 million. You're there, and the show's not done yet. It's still coming out, but like,
oh, it's not done.
It's like a weekly or something. Okay. So, but I think where I left off, there are like 300 people left. But yeah, man, that's crazy. This girl springboards herself off. The producers, when they saw, they were probably like, "Yes,
oh yeah,
you idiot! Thank God!
Thank God!"
So funny.
Dude, can you imagine if like that was your girlfriend?
I was just gonna say, imagine being a boyfriend. You're like taking the phone call, you're like, you did what? Okay.
So before the timer? No, sweetie, we can't sue them. Those are the rules.
you have to like play the boyfriend, you're like, yeah, no, that is, yeah, man. Yeah, they should have started. Yeah, fuck.
It sucks, dude. No, but
yeah.
But
I'm cheating. I'm back.
Yeah, 100%. I'm really good at this, right? God, no, are you kidding me? No, if you jump, if he says start, the timer should start. Like, that's on them. I can't, dude. Like, you should have won. Good.
Yeah, she probably got a police escort out of there. Yeah. Can we find out who the person is? And maybe not say their name for legal reasons, but can we?
I mean, they're on Mr. Beast games or whatever.
That's true. Look them up. Don't send them any mean message.
Dude, send her to Skip Bayless. Maybe she'll win $1.5 million. Big callback. What's up?
All right, Sock Talk. Lucas says, I give the meanest hickeys, and my ex-girlfriend's dad confronted me about it.
Right. Hickeys are insane.
Hickeys are so cool.
Hickeys are insane. What are you, hooking up with a badger?
It's like
fucking relax.
It's like a verified checkmark. You got some pussy last night.
but then not even pussy. Verified checkmark that you
got some neck.
That you sucked on a neck or you got your neck sucked.
Yeah, but like
I used to hate that shit.
When did hickeys went from an era of like being cool to like really cringe? And it's like a day cut off. Like high school, you got a hickey. Like, oh, it's sick. Dude, you have a hickey when you're like 18? Everyone's like, just get ahead, you freak.
Yeah. Yeah, tell her to give you a hickey on your dick. I mean,
Dicky.
I think elementary school was cool. What? Elementary school, it was cool.
No. Elementary school is crazy.
No, like sixth grade, seventh grade?
What? That's middle school.
That's middle school.
You went to those weird Catholic schools where it's just like K to fucking 12th grade.
Oh, yeah, my bad. No, but yeah, okay. The whole thing was, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole,
middle
yeah,
school hickey is
K,
nuts.
K to fucking eighth grade was... Yeah. The whole middle school.
Yeah, eighth grade is or freshman.
So you're telling me there was people in kindergarten who were in middle school?
I don't know, man. We're all going to hell.
But regardless, yeah, you hit
like
17. People are like, "That's weird."
Yeah, once you go to high school, no more hickeys.
Dude, it'd be so funny to be like 45 showing up to work with a hickey, and they're like, "What are you? You haven't brought up a stroke in your neck?" Like, nah, hickey.
What's up? Look at this. Look at
sex.
This. Sex.
Woman. What's even sadder is I think I told this before, is like I was making a video about that. I was like POV the kid that showed up to like high school with hickeys or whatever, and I looked up online how to give yourself hickeys, and there's tutorials on YouTube and all the
did I make them?
Oh, hilarious. All the comments are like, it is so sad that I'm here right now, but they do that to try and like
how do you do it? Was it like a vacuum?
You can scrape a quarter on your neck. You can take like a dense Gatorade bottle and like kind of just like suction it on.
Oh,
it it's
my
like it's
God.
Like doesn't feel good. It's
why,
just so funny.
Why did those come about? Just like you just want to suck a neck? Jerk me off. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's a weird concept to be like, oh, I'm gonna suck this person's neck.
So
until,
I think
like,
they
red.
Come easier than expected though.
So I think some people's skin is more
yeah.
susceptible.
Because sometimes it'd be shit where it'd be like quickly like, and you're like, already?
Right.
But some people would show up to school. It was almost like they looked like the fucking moon where they got craters. It was like their goal was to be like, I'm going to give you a softball size mark on your neck.
Yeah, they look like they got in a fight with Chris Brown.
All right, Sock Talk.
Keep the camera on.
I mean, sorry,
hand.
Secret. All right, Secret Sock. I love the cuck chairs in hotels. I love the smell. Just thinking about what cuckery happened in those chairs makes me hard. I then go to bed. To the bed and beat my Mito and stare at the chair. This guy's a psychopath.
No, it's not a psychopath. That's hot. That's hot. And I don't know if I've done it, but I've thought about like what being in a hotel or even in my bedroom, I have a cuck chair. And
what
I look
the
at,
fuck?
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah. I use it
for
to,
who, Gigi?
I use it to read, but like, but still, it's like it's in the corner. Like it could be used as a cuck chair. It hasn't been used, but I could
like,
see
like
it maybe.
What type of chair? Do you have a photo of it by chance?
I don't think so. It's like a light brown leather chair.
Dude, that's like the senior cuck chair.
In the corner of the room with a
veteran
with
cuck.
Nice little lamp. Nice little reading lamp. You've been in my room before.
Yeah.
I watched.
Yeah, you've been in the chair before.
Yeah, the cuck chair is hilarious because it's been like that forever. And then some fucking brain rot kid like 3 years ago on the internet was like, cuck chair. And everyone was like, yes.
And some grandfather's like, I read Walt Whitman in that
chair.
Yeah,
grandma's like, I knit in there.
While watching your grandfather fuck the milkman.
Cuck chair. I want to cuck peephole. I don't want to watch my wife get pounded in the room, but like, let me get a peephole. One eye.
Ugh. Really?
It's harder to focus.
Would you do that for real?
No.
Hmm. I'd watch it through like a kaleidoscope.
This looks like she's having an orgy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm on board with this guy. I love it. I think it is a very hot thought to think of someone watching you fuck. or watching someone fuck. I gotta do that one time.
What, watch someone fuck?
Watch or get watched. Just get for the watched. Community.
Yeah.
Right? John, you wanna get watched?
No. But all right. I'll watch someone.
Oh, hey!
I'll watch. I don't want to be.
I love the honesty.
I want to see it live. You know, I just don't know if it would do any. I'd be curious.
It would do something for you. It just depends. You're watching pick. Porn.
Right. Can it's I pick? Can porn. I select?
What do you mean?
Can I select my creative player?
Your players? Sure.
You know? It's like when you're playing Madden, you're like, oh, I want the Eagles versus the Browns. It's like, who can I pick? Can I be like, oh, yeah, you and you.
Yeah, so it's like a Mr. Beast video, but like different.
Yeah. No. Except the winner doesn't get anything.
Come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it so funny that certain cum is more valuable than other cum? Like LeBron James' cum is worth so much more than mine. So much more. It's just crazy. It's
but
all you, cum.
But your cum is worth more than...
like a ladybug's cum.
Sure.
Yep.
It's a route.
It's a route. I'm just saying. Anyways, but I can't yeah. wait. I can't wait for the first day so I can just watch or get watched. I think get watched is going to be harder for me.
Think?
Yeah, I just got to look over to like, what are you doing over there? What are you looking at?
Yeah. Well, because also,
why do you have binoculars?
Well, I would want to.
You're too close. Yeah. Are you bird watching? Yeah. Look at my dick.
I would want it through like one side of glass, so I don't know. Because like, imagine.
You know, but then you don't know who the fuck's back there.
Who gives a shit?
Entire Lakers team back there.
Good. It's like the ice house. But like, you know, in stand-up in the crowd, if some guy's one arm crossed, you're like, fuck, now you're in your head. Like, imagine being able to see the guy, and he's back there,
shit.
And he stops jerking off, and he's like texting. You're like, oh, is this not good enough?
Why are you playing Fruit Ninja?
Yeah, get off.
Come.
What are you, Amazon Priming, a new man?
Yeah, oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, because what if they're touching themselves, and they stop, and they're like, I don't want to see, I don't need any reactions.
Yeah.
It's weird enough, I got a Roomba picking up my socks.
Yeah. Such a dumb invention. Hurry up and pick the sock up.
Or reach a little higher and do the fucking motion.
Yeah.
Well.
Did we do it?
That was a great podcast. I feel good. I hope you guys do.
I feel good too.
2025.
Guys, yeah.
Fired up. Motivated.
Happy 2025, man. I know we did
an episode that came out the first week on the 8th. But, you know, we were coming off a tour. When was it even recorded? That was December still?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But listen,
holy shit.
Now we're actually in 2025, guys. So I hope all your dreams come true. As I always say,
manifest.
You guys, yeah, manifest.
444.
Woman fest.
111.
Whatever you want to do. Write a list in front of some candles. Yeah. Use it as a cum rag. Who gives a shit? Yep. You know? So.
Manifest and eject.
Yeah. Manifest.
The Trevor Wallace story.
Mr. Beast for president. $1.5 million for Cootie. Michael Blaus on Trevor Wiles. We're the Sif Sox podcast. We are out. Oh!
Tickets on sale right now.
Tickets
on sale right now. TrevorWallace.com. My big U.S. tour since Are You That Guy tour. This is my first big tour back, and we're going bigger than ever. We're going bigger. We're going, dude, you know what I mean? Mr. Beast games, they can film with this shit. So, out now. And it's some incredible cities. Go check them out. They are moving and freaking grooving. I love you all. Happy 2025.
That is it. Peace, guys. Love you, got a big old dick.